Hello, friends. Welcome to Coffee is My Boyfriend. My name is Anissa. Coffee is my boyfriend. And oh my gosh, I love him so much. He's amazing. I don't know if I need to explain myself on this one. We're just going to dive straight in to the concept. How open are you to advice? How open are you to advice? This morning, I had a meeting bright and early, so I went down to my local coffee shop a little bit later, and I decided I'm going to sit there, I'm going to have a moment, enjoy my coffee. And just as I was leaving, one of my newfound friends with her beautiful dog came along, and we started having a chat and a catch-up, and we're just getting to learn about each other. We're just, you know, establishing the friendship, so to speak. And I told her about my comedy show that is tomorrow night. And no, we won't freak out. We're not freaking out about that. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be great. And I spoke to her about the context and how it's talking about my endometriosis and my adenomyosis and the experiences that I've had. And I started talking to her about these experiences, and she got to bring in her life experience as well. And she's a little bit older than me, so her life experience is different and richer and had more time to reflect. And I found my brain wanting to go, Anissa, just shut up, just let her talk. And it wasn't that I wasn't letting her talk. I just wanted more of her experiences, more of her advice, more of her perspective of where she's been through in life. And I really just, I needed it so much in that moment, because I was doing something, I am doing something that I am fearful of. You know, I acknowledge that it's been an interesting process for me in personal development to really dive into something that was honestly very traumatic for so many years of my life. And now I'm unpacking this and I'm creating light to it, and this heaviness is being lifted. It's intense. But I am sitting there having a cup of coffee with a newfound friend, and she is just pouring into me. She didn't have to at all. There was no obligation for her to do this at all, but she is just pouring into me wealth and knowledge and perspective and experience that may or may not align with my experience, doesn't matter. But it was something that I needed at that time. It was someone acknowledging my existence, acknowledging what I had been through, and trying to find common ground with their own experience, and also trying to elevate my experience in order to not do similar pitfalls that they found in their life, right? And it was so enriching. It was everything I needed in that moment. And she was very kind at the end, and she sort of said, you know, in so many words, be kind to yourself. Like, you are going through a stage of growth that is going to be painful, and I can tell has been quite painful. Be kind to yourself and make sure after this event, after you do your show, you do something for you that is just to celebrate yourself and also enrich yourself and rest and reflect and be kind. Essentially, nurture yourself, mother yourself. And it was just the piece of advice that I really needed at the time. Now, coming back home, sitting on this for a second, if I wasn't open to having a conversation with someone, if I wasn't wary that other people around me might have something to offer me in a simple conversation, if I wasn't strong enough to say hello to this person when I first met her and have a very general chit chat, I would not have received such amazing value for free. Such amazing value for free from this person when I needed it. Now, it has taken a process of course over many years to get to that skill set. I know for some of you, talking to an absolute stranger, saying hello to an absolute stranger is daunting and quite challenging. I understand. Totally there. And I understand also that, as my friend just told me at the coffee shop, I have a lot of energy. I also acknowledge that I have a lot of energy for life, and I quite enjoy it, and I love this idea of getting to know more people. I do. So for me, it comes a little bit more easy. I get that. But it doesn't have to be a challenging affair. I think you just also need to keep in mind, how am I presenting myself? Sometimes it's not about who starts the conversation. Sometimes it's just about the energy you bring to the conversation, or you bring to the atmosphere, you bring to the environment. If you are walking into an environment open, you're inviting good stuff to come your way. If you come into an environment closed off, non-receptive, naturally, no one's going to want to talk to you. No one's going to invite you into a conversation. No one wants to further the, you know, interaction past what is needed to be done for that moment in that environment. But if you can challenge yourself to be open, I am open to having a little bit more than a general chit chat to someone. I am open to deepening a conversation with someone. I am open to someone giving me value and me giving them value. I'm open to that exchange. Oh, the conversations you will have. Oh, the connections you will make, the value that will be added into your life. It's not going to happen overnight. It won't be this sudden, like, oh, everyone's talking to me moment. It will be gradual, and it will take time, because you need to learn how to adapt to someone's energy. And we've all been there. We've all been there where we've walked into a room and we're like, oh, that person does not want to talk to me or anybody, right? And then we've met someone who hasn't said much, but you can just tell straight away. You're like, actually, I think they'd be open to a chat. I think they'd be open to a hello, a talk about their dog, whatever it might be. How open are you to receiving advice? How open are you to having a conversation? Just check in with yourself. Because I walked away from that conversation this morning, one, very caffeinated. Love that. Thank you to my local cafe. Love you dearly. But two, having a moment of reflection and patting myself on the back in a weird way of saying, I am so glad that I showed up open today. I am so glad that I showed up receptive today, because that conversation was exactly what I needed. That conversation was the value. That conversation gave me motivation to move forward into my day without hesitation. Oh, yeah. All the Asians. All the Asians. Yeah. So please reflect on yourself today. What energy are you bringing to the environment that you're in? And also, if you don't want to talk to people, that is also fine. I'm not saying you have to. I'm just saying, check in with yourself. If you need a conversation, if you need to open yourself up to value and reflection and perspective, you need to show up in a way that is open for those conversations, that it is inviting for those people to come into your life. Because if you're not, mate, that's fine. Nobody's going to talk to you. Nobody's wanting to talk to you. It's cool. But if you want to change that, just reflect on how you are showing up. Okay, that's it. I'm done for today. That is the I Ching. That is the wham, bam, thank you, ma'am information. That's everything we need. I hope you have the most amazing day. Until next time, bye.